Shonu, when do we learn in the Mishnah that if the kids are small, ketanim, since they cling to the mother, that's the chazaka to say that that's the mother, we could rely on this chazaka, ella b'kedusha agvul. So only question if the kahanim here, and you want to know could he still eat shumer or not, so because of this chazaka we say these kids are her kids, and if the father was a kohen, they could also eat shumer, k'dusha agvul. Avul b'yuchsin, but let's say it's a daughter here, and we want to know now if she's in your chesed, could a kohen marry her or not? Loi. But the Yechon says you can't be samech on this chazaka. The fact this daughter is clinging to a mother is no proof to say this is the real mother. We still have to be afraid maybe that daughter is an asufi or a shtuki. We don't know who the father is. Maybe there's some psul yuchs in there. So Rosh Chodesh says you have to have two eidim to tell us that that daughter is really your daughter. You can't be samech on a chazaka. However, Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Omar afilu b'yuchsin. Yechon says, no, this chazaka is very strong, and even for Yuchsin, he can be samech on this chazaka. If we know the mother is kosher, and she comes back now with a kid clinging to her, that's a good chazaka to say this is really her kid, and therefore we say the kid's mecheses, if she's a daughter, or claim to marry her. Elimor says, we owes the Rav Yechon Latami. Rav Yechon goes according to his time that he holds the chazaka is a very strong thing. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yechonon, the locher is the Malkin ala chazakis. Just because of the chazaka alone, there are cases where you can give somebody malchus because of that. We'll soon see the case. And also, cycling the surfing al chazakas. We even give somebody skilo, or give somebody the misal shreifa because of the chazaka. So you see, chazakas are very strong. Only if you ain't surfing truma al chazakas. But if the suffer give truma, became tummy or not, so therefore, if a chazaka says it became tummy, you can't burn it. Because there, since the truma had a cheskas tyra from before, the chesed time before remains a suffix, so you can't burn truma. Lachri truma like this, you can't burn. Only if it's vade tumma, you're allowed to burn it. But if you have a suffix, if the truma is tumma, not you can't burn it. So even though there's a chazak, we'll see in all these cases soon. Even though it's a suffix, if it's tumma or not, but since there's a cheskas tyra, here you can't burn it. Now, what are the cases Rabbi Yechonon said? Malkin ala chazakas. Where's the case of a give somebody malkas because of the chazakam to Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda's did? To Yom or Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says like this. What's going to be huchzaka nida b'sheinu seho? Let's say a lady, her neighbors tell us that she's a nida. The Gemara's time, they used to have special clothing when they were a nida, because they used to be in the time of their clothing, they were no yitaremas then, so they used to have a special dress to wear when she was a nida. So if the neighbors tell us, we saw her wearing that dress today, so therefore we know that she's a nida. And the husband lived with her that day, by the lake aleha, mishum nida. The bezin would give the husband malchus because of this issa. As we don't know she's really a nida. We have no eidim. Just the chazaka that their neighbors know because the way she dresses, that's strong enough that will give him malchus because he's living with his wife that's a nida. That's how strong chazakas are. Where's the case of Misa? Soiklum v'sofen ala chazakis, kidirabba barafuna. Diyamarabba barafuna. Ish v'isha. Let's say you have a man and a lady. Tinik v'tinoikis. And they have children with them. Shegedilu v'techa bayis. They all were living together in a house. And we don't have any eidim, we do not know if they were ever married, if these are their kids or not, we don't know anything. But stam, we come in and we see a man and a lady living together, and they have kids there. Halacha is, niskolim ze al ze, v'nisrofim ze al ze. Because the chazaka that we see them living together, we have a right to take on that they are married, and they're a married couple, and these are the kids. Therefore, if the boy lives with his mother, they'll have chayiv misa. If he lives with his daughter, he'll be chayiv misa because of this. Even though we do not know for sure they were married, these are the kids. Chazak alone is strong enough. That's how strong you see chazakas are. Now, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bishum Bakapora, Maisa, once happened a case, the issue with a lady, she had bought to Yerushalayim, she came to Yerushalayim, for Tinnik Murkavlak Seifa, she had a young boy hanging on her back, Vigdilosoi, and she raised him. Ubole, a lady, after he was a big boy, she lived with him. They brought him to Bezdin, they gave him skila. Because they have a lacha like a mother live with a daughter, with a son, she's chayiv misa. Not because we have eidim to tell us that it was really her son. Only because of this chazaka. The fact we saw the way this kid was clinging to her when he was young, that was our proof to say that this is really her son. And therefore now when the son grows up, he has to at least be 9 years old. Then she's chayiv misa, and it is over by mitzvah, he'll be chayiv misa also. This is Rabbi Yechonon's shita, that chazakas are so strong. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon says here by Yuchsin also, that if we see this kid clinging to his mother, that's a proof that that's really her daughter, and therefore she's enough miyuchesed to even a kain can marry her. Now, where's the case by truma, not like that, but v'yein sorfen truma lechazokis. And because of a truma, suffix, we did not burn the truma. Where's the case? The young Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, sorfen alechazokis. The shlokis says we do burn because the chazokis. But Reb Yechon and Reina ain't sorfen, no, we don't burn because the chazokis. The yodlo tamar, they're going according to that tam. The tanam, we learn like this. Tinik shenimtsa v'tzad isa, if you found the kid next to dough, the dough was, let's say, truma, or betzik v'yodai, the kid had a piece of dough in his hand. So Rashi learns that we know for sure the kid took this dough from the big dough. So we know for sure the kid touched the dough. So the suffix is now, is the dough tummy or not? Rabbi Meir Metar, Meir says the dough is still tall. The Chacham said no, the dough is tummy. Nifnei why? Shedakar shatinik l'tapeach. Because kids usually play around in the garbage and they touch shirotzim there, so they are tamei. So min hachazok and min hastam we say kids are tamei. And here, since the kid we know for sure touched this dough, therefore we say the dough is tamei. Now, Vavinabo, we have a question over here. My tamei to Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say the dough is still tor? Kisavah, he holds like this. True. Roiv tinoikas metavchim. Most kids play around with the dirt and are tamei. However, olniyat ein metavchim. There's a miyat, a small amount of kids that don't play, are not tamei, they're tor. And secondly, v'is of the cheskas tyra medis. This dough before was the cheskas tyra medis. So therefore, Rabbi Meir Shita is that he's always somech lemiyutai. So he says with somech miyutai lechazaka. There are a miyat of kids that are not tamei. So take that miyat to the chazaka that the dough is still tor, and therefore israel eruba. That like breaks the rope to say the kid is tamei. Therefore, Rabbi Meir says, leave the dough the way it was before. The dough is still tor. For Rabbanan Shita is no miutai command the lesser dummy. The miyat means nothing. Therefore, ruba the chazaka. There's roiv here, roiv kids are tamei. There's a chazaka on the dough that was tor. What's stronger, roiv or chazaka? The klal is ruba adif. Roiv is stronger than a chazaka. That's what the Rabbanan say. On this, Omer Rebbe Shlokish Mishum Rebbe Oishia, Zuhi Shesorfen Lesa Truma. The Shlokish says, no, this is the case that we burn Truma. Because of such a chazaka, because of this roiv, as the chazaka, because of the chazaka that roiv kids are tamei, we tank to burn the Truma. Now, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that we say it's tamei, Rebbe Shlokish says it's tamei vadai, that we could even burn the Truma. Rebbe Yechanan Noma no, Ein Zu Chazaka Shesorfen Lesa Truma. That's not the chazaka that we burn truma. The Yechon says here it's only a suffix truma. Therefore, we would not burn the truma. True, it's not like Rav Meir Shita to say it's tor, but all the rabbanim mean to say it's a suffix tamei. But to burn it, you can't burn it. El, why? Because there's a cheskas tyre here. So therefore, it's a suffix. El, ezu chazaka. Where is the yer chazaka? The Rabbi Yechon just suffix that's a truma. Where does Rabbi Yechon agree that because of even though Gemara says chazaka, it really means a roiv? Where is there a case that because of a chazaka or a roiv, we would burn truma? Could it not like this case? We learned the case, isa v'teich habayis, if you have dough in the house, u'shrotzim u'tzvadeyem etatlim sham, and you have shrotzim, u'tzvadeyem, a sheretz is tamei, a frog is tor, metatlim sham running around in your house, and you have shrotzim, and you have frogs. V'nimtza chatichas bisi, you found a piece in the dough. So one of them touched the dough. You don't know if a sheretz touched it or if a frog touched it. Sim roiv shrotzim, if most of the animals there are shrotzim tameis, then we say a sheretz touched it and the dough is tamei. If roiv svadim, if roiv them there are frogs, tore with tor. And here we say that if you have roiv shrotzim, that the dough is vade tamei. And Rashi says, because here it's a ruba disa kamon. On a ruba disa kamon, when you have 10 here right in front of you, and we say like hold the parish, maruba parish, that's a vade. When does the Yechidin say, because the Chazokas, you can't burn Truma, that's by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. It's not in front of us, they're the Tinoikas. We don't know for sure this kid touched the garbage. They're just saying Ruba the Lesser Kamon, like it's in a Svara, most kids touch garbage. So that's Ruba the Lesser Kamon, it's not like a Vaday. There we have the Miyat, and we say the Miyat could have been starved to the Chazokas. Mashenka, my Ruba the Easter Kamon, it's right in front of us, this is a stronger Roy, but at least the Miyat is not here like. Not because it's strong, there's a ganz alumnus here. But here we don't look at the miyat at all, therefore the roiv tells us it's tummy. Tanya gavos to Rabbi Yechon, I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechon. Because it says there, shnei devarim, there are two things, ein behem dasli shoyl, that really it doesn't have dasli shoyl, which would mean, min asofik, it should be tor, But midrabbonin for your soul chachamim kemosh yesh from das tishol. The chachamim gave it halacha as if we could ask, and therefore min asafik is tamei. Halacha is any type of tamei that happens with somebody you can't ask to it's tor. So midrabbonin though they said here it's tamei tinik. One case is our case of tinik here. If we touch the dough or not. The yoda cheres in another case. Tinik, the case of tinik is hodi amarin. That's the proof to Rabbi Yechanan, that the first case of tinik, we have a suffix, where he touched the dough, we don't know if he was tummy or not, so really it should be tor. It's only midrabbanan though that we made it that it's tummy. That's right, Rabbi Yechanan, you would not burn the truma there. The Yerdechers, where's another case that we would not burn the truma? Mahi, Isa v'techabayis, if you have dough in your house, v'tarnagerlem u'mashkim tumeim shom, and you have chickens there, and you have mashkim that is tummy in your house. Now, v'nimtsu in your dough, now